That should have audio now. Nice.
I'm assuming we're sitting here.
Yeah, I'm gonna say with the disc on the first one. So shop there. This is going to be good.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you just like that. maybe I haven't heard of Nash much. No, like, she's like, then I'm gonna get like a little more. It was groundbreaking for its time, but that time was 40 years ago.
You're right.
Yeah,
things have changed.
Thank you.
Yeah. I I'm going to Hello, how are you? I am. I watched it.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we now have reached quorum. The time is 4:48. John, can you call the roll? Take your seat, Nick.
Joseph Anderson?
Here.
Dan Morgarian?
Here.
Arun Devatha? Omar Dean? John Dominguez?
Here.
Osiah Garofa. Abigail Hyland.
Here.
Rana Harshpradhan. Natalia Hernandez. Catherine Wong.
Here.
Sushruta Iravanti.
Akansha Jain. Teddy Pivot. Savannah Lin. Nick Matolka. Imran Mustafa. Here. Deborah Niakaru. Grace Park. Indigo Pavlov. Marco Peralta Ochoa. Kevin Shapiro.
Yes.
Lapuza Shovic. Jaywon Sim.
Here.
Michael Stefanko.
Here.
Franco Uribe Reinbold.
Here.
Ian Wallace.
Here.
Ryan Weintraub. Valentina Shu.
Sorry.
Ryan's excuse.
Yes, Ryan.
Valentina Shu.
Perfect. The minutes were hyperlinked in the agenda, so we can look through. All four of them aren't actually printed, but they were hyperlinked in the agenda, so I'm going to ask that the body consider all four of them as a whole when approving the minutes. There's been a motion to approve the minutes. It's the second. Need a dissent? What's your dissent, Dale? Yeah, I put them in the agenda. Perfect. See? Okay, we're going to vote to approve the minutes. All in favor? Yeah. What? Thank you so much. All opposed? All abstaining? This motion clearly passes. The minutes are approved. Now we're going into open microphone. There are no members of the community present. No. Okay, fine. Where do they go? Great. Now we're going to be, hey, still a meeting. We're going to now go into announcements and reports. VP of Finance, Barbaria, what you got?
Yeah, so we'll do one brief first. So one, the recently committee has an annual celebration request. They're organizing a celebration over the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. Great War, number of Cornell students fought and died in the war. The celebration will be on Saturday, November 10th. Stage of $200 left, so it was up the last half of the budget. And the celebration will be closed to the project's project funding. That will be the project to the center of the economy of opportunity.
Anyone have questions on this one? No? Okay. Cornell Cricket? Any questions on this one? Stop being facetious. Franco has a question.
perspective, he and I have to go to find hours from the but I just want to be
any of this. Oh. Any other questions for Dale on this one? Seeing none, we're going to move into Big Red Dawn. Great. Is there a second to that motion? Second. Any dissent? Not. Moving to voting on it. All in favor of adding this to the agenda as a late addition? All opposed? This motion clearly passes. It's added to the agenda as SA Resolution 16 on the back. Go for it. For those who just walked in, we're talking about SA Resolution 16, which is printed on the back of the agenda. This was a late addition to the agenda. It was voted on the APSCOM. I gave them two sheets already. It was voted through the APSCOM listserv today, Wednesday. And so that's what we're discussing right now. All the materials to understand the appropriations, decisions, and all the materials that go along with this funding request or in the box link that Dale shared via the Slack channel. So you're free to use your laptops. First person I have is Ian.
I see that the original request is
So essentially, they organized a total of and that was the recommendation. And as you can see, the building itself is a capital
Point of information for the body, Dale. How did the executive committee decide on the amount that you sent out to the Abscom listserv? Franco. Yep. Is there a second? Second. Any dissent? Now we'll go to vote on it, moving it to business of the day. All in favor? All opposed? All abstaining? This motion clearly passes. SA Resolution 16 is moved to business of the day. We have John. Great.
So, counting the two allegations that I mentioned earlier that we're now objecting to, of the 7,500 allocated for this project, we would have allocated 4,600. So, that would leave 4,852 allocated in our budget for special projects that we can send you there. And if we spent 2,040 on this, that would be 2,000. Really want. Yeah, and of course, it would actually be more money because there is an additional 7,500. So it would actually be 10,000 here.
Evan.
How much other money is there?
I don't want to be that person, but they made it clear that they were recommending, they were requesting to cut through the 40 miles. So they already had so they have 7 days to apply. They were requesting to So they already have 2,700, and now they have 5,000. They now have 5,000.
Next, I have Kat. Dale, you want to come up to the chalkboard?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Wait, so on the budget, Evan, the total cost for the event is $8,985? Okay.
That makes sense. Somebody want to do that? 6340 minus 2500. 38. Anybody?
Okay.
And we are recommending, or in the resolution at the moment.
So they would owe.
So the amount of funding they currently have would be that 895.
Don't block the mic. Yeah.
This is how much they already have. This is how much they need. This is their total.
There you go. Okay, decorum. This is money, so it's harder, so you gotta pay attention.
No, wait, that makes sense. Yeah, this is how much they have. This is how much they need. So if we funded them only the 2040.
Yes. Hey, decorum, thank you, Mike.
There is no indication of that at all, and that's the whole reason we're doing special project funding. For any of these organizations, if there was a clear indication they can get funding elsewhere, we'd be always still having to There's the contacts with the Cornell Centennial, the 300 we gave them, they originally came to us last week with a much larger request, and we told them, come back to us in a week, we can get funding from elsewhere, we sound like we could. We would decide if we were going to fund at all, they only need 300 stuff. For this event, and again, this is a difficult part where when people are presenting to the appropriations committee, we do question them on their prior planning. We don't fund events just because people were forward planning, and that's what they think they were. We have to question whether or not they could have accounted for those changes and how they were being funded by organizations, and whether or not this is actually benefiting the student body. And if we truly believe that it is a beneficial project for the community, for the student body, and everyone's going to be involved in it, and that they can't get funding from elsewhere before the event, we should do our best to give them the amount of money that allows the event to happen, but not more than they deserve. What that effort deserved is not something you can easily answer just by looking at it.
Another thing that the executive committee took into account on Tuesday night was that there are funding sources that they didn't fully explore yet. So with the decision, we would offer other funding sources that they could go and apply to make up that 1805 number. So it didn't seem like they fully exhausted the list of funding opportunities, and that's something that I know Dale and Varun were going to help on. 9 days left. Can you make 1805? Who knows? I have no one on the speakers list right now, Valentina.
How many students are enrolled in those trips? I think for this event, the student participation of people who are signed up to do the work, so the student organizations that have signed up to perform as part of the dance, that's where the primary participation is. And something else is here, whenever you're considering funding, another thing to think about is how much money are you spending on each student and how many students are going to benefit from that. And I don't know if they ever gave us, if anyone's at the committee who remembers the exact number of students and organizations participating, because I also don't have that number. So let's say 250 students would be benefiting most directly from the $2,000 we could give. And that's not a lot of money per student, but the small amount of money we are giving the overall amount of money being spent per student for the entire event. But again, this is an event raising money for charity that is an event for students.
I have Nick and then I have Mike. Recording. Next, I have Mike.
So, are we generating the best audience?
No, and that's the other thing. 100% of the money that comes with tickets is going directly to the box. So, all the money to be put on the event is funded by
this. Yeah.
I have a teammate. I guess that's kind of a concern that I have. With, like, I don't, maybe they're not like going after freshmen or anything, but like it's 9 days of the event, and this is what I'm hearing about it. But I keep in general, like, these times. That can be worrisome. I don't know if they have a rate. I was really worried it looks like they have some things that are brand advertising, but yeah, we're not.
Just an FYI for the room, if you are whispering, everything picks up in this room because it has good acoustics. It's not like the memorial room, so even if you are whispering, it does kind of hurt, and it's picked up on the microphone as well. So while the microphone is only over here, we can still hear everything you say over there.
I think the other thing to consider with that is, again, this is not an event with the participants that we are supporting with special projects funding. The individuals supporting the special projects funding are not the ones that are going because of the advertising, but the students that are going to be participating as part of the day. So they're already signed up. And so the ticket revenue is just additional money for charity. And so the question there is, if the event happens, we don't have enough ticket revenue, that's less money going to charity, but I don't think that is any net negative or positive on the student body.
So the goal is to focus on our events.
Well, I think right now the event is not going to be successful at all.
Yeah.
But I think, and again, you don't have to agree with me on this, and I'm not behind this resolution 100%. Usually it would be just because of the way it's passed. I wanted to be able to discuss. And with that, I think, yes, if I were in the place, I would be thinking about all the individuals who are part of student organizations that could participate in this event and raise money for charity. We're talking about 250 students, that's not a small number. And will they be able to participate?
Next, I have Ian.
Last year, we had this is a Can anyone please explain the funding model, how the donation charity model works with funding transfer?
That.
Right. Ticket sales are not worth those 20,000.
Of Grace, but she's on Frisbee Tour.
Okay.
As the boss, she's on the first speaker's list. I have UA Chair Matthew Battaglia.
Long-term concern for the SEFC with any funding stabilization, but again, we're funding the actual carnival type event for the students to participate in. That's a really good question, and that's why I'm so very confused about the funding model. And I think the one part that really will become problematic is that because then there are some new things for the event where the ticket sales don't even support the event. So I don't know, that's an interesting question that I don't think we
have Is that a formal motion, or are you going to just throw that number out for the assembly to look at? Okay. Next, I have John. Great. If you want to come up on the board and do the math, I'd be happy to let you do that as people talk. I want you to do it on the board. That's okay. We'll have Dare do it on the board for you. Yeah, just come do it on the board.
Visuals are better anyways. I'm a visual learner.
I'm John. Okay. Cap. Cap. That's what Andrew's I have Ian. Was there, does anyone on Ascom have an answer? Okay. Does anyone have an answer for the CPD question? Because that's going to that point of information. So I'll go to Nick. Okay, great. Mike. Dale, is there a way you can figure out if they signed any contract yet?
Contracts with whom?
Lady Tag, anything?
I can reach out to them if one.
Okay, so that's great.
If the purpose of our funding was to create a successful charitable event, I would probably be against funding this. Like that. Like not be possible at this point that they have 9 days to advertise and there's issues of funding for everything. But I guess if the purpose is for us to be providing some sort of entertainment for students and the math and students are trying to do something, I think we should go ahead and want to amount right now. And I can get the purpose of the charity ideas on ways of paying students and they can successful kind of.
The contract. I have no one currently on the speakers list. Yeah.
Okay.
currently have no one on the speakers list unless, Evan, you want to teach the class what you have on the board.
Not quite done.
Not quite done yet. No one's on the speakers list. They're not done. They're hold a pause on it. So they are done, or unless someone has a comment or a motion. Okay, Evan, are you ready to present to the class? Just use a calculator.
Oh no.
Okay. Evan, so Evan's going to show you what he thinks is right. I don't know what's right. I'm not the teacher.
I don't know what's right here, but one of these not words. And this is what I think is a fair, like, medium, because it is really a game, and they have not reached out to as many sources as they could have. So here are their required expenses to run the event, these five things. That costs $47.30, which is less than what they currently have at $51.45. So they currently have $415 left in their budget. Now, over here, these are things that are on, like, what I would consider optional, that I think would be worthwhile to fund to make the event maybe make it more fun, but not, you know, wastefully fun, in my opinion. Like, laser tag, I think, would be. So that's photo booths, which is $800, the Jenga, the Kent Porsche 340, and the Raid Hour, which is $150. That's $1,290, and $1,290 minus the $415 they already have is $875, which is what I think we should fund.
Okay, great. Is that an official?
That is an official.
Where? Wait. So.
We can discuss this point.
Okay. Do you have a point of information?
Have...
Point of information, where's the food?
We said we're
not funding.
We're
not funding.
If you think food should be funded,
how much is.
Cats.
Yeah.
Again, that recommendation of the 2,000 cover everything, including food, is just with the appropriations to be set Tuesday night. That's not necessarily more right than this. Like,
Any other points of information that I can redirect over to Evan? Now we can move into general speakers list, or Evan can make the official motion to amend.
Does anybody know about the past few years how many individuals they get that go to the event on?
Any other comments, questions? Evan is not going to make the official. Yeah.
So, like, or like,
No.
You can approve it on the assembly floor when we amend it.
Anything over 1,500 comes to the essay as a resolution. You have the right to amend every single fit, letters, punctuation, anything. Everything in the resolution comes to the assembly to amend and pass. Which historically has been seen as concepts. The way it works often is that APSCOM sets the floor. APSCOM is the sealed positions. Just because usually we're in a little bit more of a public space where individuals do a resuscitation of companies.
Ian. So there's a motion to vote. Is there a second? I don't even have a second, so don't even care. So I have a second. Is there a dissent? Evan didn't officially move to amend. So if you want to maintain your dissent, we'll go into, do you want to maintain your dissent? You want this? Well, you can't. We're in a motion to vote. Okay, so the dissent holds, so we're going to do a vote to vote. All in favor of going to voting? 3. We would vote on the 2040 that the resolution states.
Oh, can I also just, I know what the math is in your thing. That's supposed to be 2540.
Oh, it's supposed to be 2540.
So the resolution currently says 2040, that's a lot of your numbers.
So,
if we did.
The quorums. Okay. So, knowing that information, you hold your second. So, do you hold your vote for vote? You still want to vote? Okay, so we withdrew the motion vote. Dale, is there a motion to amend?
No, I just want to make clear that 3840 minus the 1300 that they would need for food, which we said we weren't covering, but of course, there are people here at Athens, the food should be covered, would have been 2540, not 2040.
So 24, okay.
Yes. They would. That number should still be right. This 1805 is still right. They would still be 1805 short. If we funded everything except food, they would still be 1305 short.
If you increase the 1805 when you...
Yeah, 2305.
There you go. Okay. So we're still in general discussion. Kat.
I think it was seeing the judge maybe they could find money for food elsewhere, but other things that involve contracts and rentals, they would assess. I don't know if that was a good rationale. I don't know if you can touch on why the executive could be better than the
food. Oh, I don't know. So don't ask me that question.
I was just, honestly, I was strongly in favor of getting this resolution before, and it wasn't necessarily, in my mind, a good reason why.
No one's on the speaker's list. Nick.
I don't really mind if there's nothing to include the 875.
2175. That. 2175. So is that a...
Wait.
So if you add the 1300 plus the ASIC, is that a formal amendment? So this motion to amend to change the amount we're funding from 2040 to 2175. Is there a second?
So for the sake of the minutes, can you please move four lines?
We would amend line 4 instead of the 2040 would be 2175. We would amend line 15 to say 2175. We would amend line 28 to say 2175, and that would be it. That's the formal amendment. Is there a second? Oh, 31, wait. Okay, then you have to amend.
I would just strike
31 and 32.
We can come back and say that we would recommend that expense goes to the photo booth agenda, the ring hours.
Okay, so motion to amend 2175, is there a second? Is there any dissent?
That is, we're going
into discussion. We're going into discussion. So, there's no dissent. We'll move into discussion on the amendment to change everything to 2175 and eliminate lines 31 and 32 of the resolution.
With the plan of replacing
them. With the plan of replacing them. Okay, so we're in discussion of this amendment. Is there a speaker's list? Anyone want to? Kat, and I have Uman. Umran. I could only assume it's Cornell Catering, however, I'm not going to say that assumption is for sure.
Okay.
All right. Nick.
The only one that off the top of my head had the one was in the agenda with a request for $840 perspective. But I'm happy to have this appear as conflict if we don't do that.
Also, considering that the ERA thing is a little bit tricky, it's hard to fully do a forecast past that special funding request. So that's it. Evan.
I believe that the director of the opportunity to be fucking up is possible, but it's not necessarily going.
Okay. Gina, is there any insight you can share of the quick transfer of money if we were to approve this funding request next week if the event is not made?
So if we approve it next Thursday, the event will be that Saturday. And I think Evan's curious if there's any way to guarantee that the cost is
be quick. Great.
With that, I'm going to approach you to Evan's amendment.
It's Nick's amendment.
Nick's amendment. Because I feel like that's what we do want to discuss, and that we want to do that. That's good.
So there's been a motion to approve Nick's amendment. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? If not, we move into approval of the amendment. All in favor of the amendment of making it $21.75 throughout the lines and removing lines 31 and 32 with the promise to change those. All against? All abstaining? By a vote of 18-0-2, the amendment is approved.
I move to amend 131 to be further resolved. The student assembly requests that this funding go towards the photo booths, the Jenga, the Connect Four, the Rave Hour, and food expenses.
Can you write that down and hand it to John, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, can we second the amendment?
Second. Any dissent on the amendment? Seeing no dissent, we'll consider this amendment. Is there any? Been a motion to approve by unanimous consent. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we're going to approve that amendment by unanimous consent. We're back on the resolution with said amendments. Do I have any motions or speakers? There's been a motion to table. Is there a second? There's a second. Is there any dissent? There's a dissent. Explain your dissent. What's your dissent? So there's been a dissent. Thank you. We're going to model you and kiddos. No. So there's a motion. We're going to vote to table.
No.
Oh, yeah. So all in favor of tabling this resolution? Raise your placards. Tabling this. So this is in favor of tabling. All against tabling. The motion is clearly rejected. So we're back in discussion. Nick. J1. Dale.
I'm not going to agree or disagree with that, but I'm going to say that we have the time to do it now. This is our jobs. I personally think that the minimal language we have in social project funding is not adequate. The fact that we're just here, that could change. But I know this is our jobs to decide whether or not this time should go to it. And I personally don't think that anything is going to be better in the next week where they could think it's a better or worse idea to kind of sit down. So we are giving a student organization, and we got this on the student, we're giving an organization run by students a lot of stress in planning a $10,000 event just because we want to know where they're going to do it from. I think that's a lot to those students, particularly that every student can be involved in this. And if we're going to fund it, we're going to fund it. If we're not going to fund it, I don't think it's going to be based on where we're going to fund it. We're going to wait for the week to vote on it. If we don't vote on the next year, we got another day. And maybe there's something really important on it. I think this is
very valid.
Evan.
No. Debbie.
They requested the $3,800 because they're all expensive. They did not give us a checklist of what else they need. They did make it clear that the t-shirt would be on the top priorities of the fund.
Mike.
Yeah, this woman
was there's no one currently on the speakers list, so we're looking for a motion or someone to talk. Hey, previous question, is there a second? Okay, is there any dissent? Yeah. Previous question is basically voting. Any dissent to vote on the resolution with the amendments that we made of funding 2175? Seeing no dissent, it's in business of the day, so we're going to go into voting to approve the resolution. All in favor?
Approving the resolution of funding request 2175.
Okay, all opposed, all abstaining. By a vote of 17 to 0 to 3, the resolution passes. Dale.
Not really good, but as you can see, the process we have to follow the standing rules for special projects funding is highly flawed. The parliamentarian and the executive vice president review the standing rules at the beginning of every semester. So if you have any ideas on how this process can be fixed, it's your responsibility as a student assembly. And then we get those committee, I can work on that language and share with them. We'll be passing those at our first meeting, generally. Oftentimes we make no amendments and we could be calling charitable rules that we ourselves vote on. But you have power to.
Great. With nothing left on the agenda, the chair would look for a motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn, second, any dissent? Seeing none, we're going to go and adjourn.
Thank you, everyone. I think that's
Thank you.